We're fed up. In fact, seeing what happened in Colorado tonight, Laura, makes me think, except we believe in democracy in Texas, maybe we should take Joe Biden off the ballot in Texas for allowing 8 million people to cross the border since he's been president, disrupting our state far more than anything anyone else has done in recent history. And so this is so outrageous. 10,000, 12,000, 14,000 people a day crossing the border, 8 million people since he's been in office, enough to be the 12th largest state. Yeah. It's incredible.
So there you have it. That was Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick joining the chorus of more and more Republican officials who are calling for their red states to formally remove Biden from their respective ballots, as even the legacy media is increasingly admitting that this stunt out of Colorado is backfiring big time. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. If you haven't done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, for those of you who don't know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which, as you know, is part of the ongoing effort by big tech to not just stifle free speech, but more than that, to make us patriots feel like we're alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force us into a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But unfortunately for them, you have stepped up. You've refused to allow big tech oligarchs to get in the way of our relationship with one another. You have carried this channel like never before. Since I told you about the demonetization a couple of weeks back, we've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club, where we have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Literally thousands of you have come to the rescue, and I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same. Just by clicking on that link below and signing up for Insiders Club, you are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can ever do to get between us and make us feel like we're in digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And then once you've done that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. I've said it over and over again. You guys are my heroes. You are the true resistance. And together, we truly are unstoppable. It's happening, gang. Republican officials are indeed teaming up and calling on red states to begin the process of booting the incontinent and chief Joe Biden from the presidential ballot. What you just heard the Texas lieutenant governor saying is being echoed by the likes of Ron DeSantis, many others. When all is said and done, nothing is more blatantly insurrectionist than allowing our nation to be invaded at our southern border by millions upon millions of illegal migrants. The Biden administration has done nothing, literally nothing, to stop the invasion, which is a deliberate abdicating of Biden's law enforcement responibilities. And thus, as my namesake Jonathan Turley has pointed out, the legal reasoning given by these four Democrat so-called justices could be just as easily and arbitrarily applied to Joe Biden. So that's exactly what more and more Republicans are calling on their respective red states to do. Now, this call to remove Joe Biden from the ballot throughout red states is, of course, happening against the backdrop of the continued fallout from this legally illiterate decision coming from the Colorado Supreme Court. And ironically, some of the most poignant denunciations are coming from the very dissenting judges on that court. One of those judges, Justice Carlos Samor, said this, quote, "The decision to bar former President Donald J. Trump, by all accounts, the current leading Republican presidential candidate," and check this out, "and reportedly the current leading overall presidential candidate from Colorado's presidential primary ballot, flies in the face of the due process doctrine. There was no fair trial. I've been involved in the justice system now for 33 years, and what took place here doesn't resemble anything I've seen in a courtroom." That, my gang, was from one of the judges on the Colorado Supreme Court, one of the dissenting judges, a Democrat to boot. And even he is calling out how utterly sinister and perverse this ruling was. Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz has weighed in as well. Here's what he has to say.
In the 60 years I've been practicing and teaching law, I've never seen a decision that is so anti-democratic and so unconstitutional. It is absurd. The idea that the 14th Amendment was supposed to be substitute to the impeachment provision carefully drafted by the framers is wrong. If you want to impeach a president, if you want to make him not run, be able to run in the future, there's a provision. It requires a two-thirds vote of the Senate. But the idea that the framers of the 14th Amendment intended to circumvent that carefully drawn provision and simply allow any state to make up grounds for denying him the right to be on the ballot undercuts democracy. The 14th Amendment itself is very clear. It says in Section 5, the Congress shall have the power to enforce by appropriate legislation the provisions of this article. The Congress, that's the United States Congress. There's no provision in the 14th Amendment for any state or certainly any state court to interfere with the right to vote by its citizens.
Yeah, that's about as clear as it gets. I mean, the Constitution has a clear, concise provision for removing presidents or presidential contenders. It's called impeachment. It's a very clear, delineated process for removing or barring a president. And the 14th Amendment does not, it emphatically does not circumvent that carefully drawn out process. Legislators, not judges, legislators, by a two-thirds majority vote, are the ones who have the sole plenary authority over a matter like that, not a bunch of dictators in black robes. But don't tell the legacy media that. Don't tell that to the 24/7 professional propagandists whose sole job is to shill for all things woke and everything coming out of this regime. They are doubling down on this absurdity. Take a look at the latest from the clown show over at MSNBC.
To the Republican candidate's argument that this should be, the voters should have the say and not the courts.
Why are you standing with Confederates who betrayed this country? And this is what they're standing with, is the spirit of those Confederates rather than the Americans who came together after a long and brutal civil war that was fought to keep the Union together and clearly saw a threat in ex-Confederates running for office, so much so that they amended the Constitution to prevent those traitors from running for office. That should send a message that our election system, our electoral system, can be used for nefarious purposes against the democracy itself. It's clear. It's clear as day.
Now, if you don't know, that was the New York Times' Mara Gay. Mara is a moron. She is a demonstrable intellectual fraud. Now, you may remember this. This is Mara Gay a few years back with Brian Williams, who's another fraud. When they tried to do basic math live on air, this was during the 2020 Democratic primaries, and they were talking about how much Mike Bloomberg was spending on his campaign, and then this train wreck happened.
But you see it as a possibility if he wants to spend $1 billion beating this guy, he could do it.
Absolutely. Somebody tweeted recently that actually with the money he spent, he could have given every American $1 million.
I've got it. Let's put it up on the screen. When I read it tonight on social media, it kind of all became clear. Bloomberg spent $500 million on ads, U.S. population, 327 million. Don't tell us if you're ahead of us on the math. He could have given each American $1 million and have had lunch money left over. It's an incredible way of putting it.
It's an incredible way of putting it. It's true. It's disturbing. It does suggest, you know, what we're talking about here, which is there's too much money in politics. And it makes it difficult because what we want.
That's right. Mayor Mike Bloomberg spent $500 million. There are over 300 million people in the United States. So instead of spending that money on ads, he could have given each person in the United States $1 million. That's the person who you saw just try to liken you to Confederates. If you side with Trump, you're siding with the Confederates. Just like when Mike Bloomberg could have given every single American $1 million because he spent $500 million on ads. That woman is a fraud. Somebody needs to inform this math whiz that a thorough FBI investigation has already concluded that there was simply no evidence whatsoever that the riot on January 6th was the result of an organized plot to overturn the presidential election and overthrow the U.S. government. There was no insurrection. That was the conclusion of the freaking FBI. But facts don't matter to math whiz Marla. They don't matter to Joe and Mika. Objective facts don't matter because they believe they are the arbiters of truth, not objective facts. Fortunately, there are some in the legacy media that, like a broken clock, can be right twice a day. Here's CNN admitting that the Colorado ruling is only going to end up benefiting Trump.
The jujitsu by which Donald Trump is able to take bad news and somehow make it positive with fundraising and polling is something I don't think I've seen before in U.S. history.
It's remarkable. I mean, with any other candidate, 91 felony charges would put you in a box that you wouldn't be able to get out of. With Donald Trump, it helps him.
Now, of course, what they don't say is that this Colorado decision, as well as the 92 felony indictments, are helping Trump precisely because the vast majority of the American people see what utter bogus bullshit all of this is. They see it. Again, the problem with the legacy media, what they don't understand in their attempt to try to gaslight the American public, is that the vast majority of the nation no longer trusts them. The trust, the foundation, the sine qua non of being able to persuade anyone of anything is dead. By embracing what's called advocacy journalism, the legacy media, being now partisan propagandists, have destroyed any semblance of credibility that they have with the American people, as, by the way, has the court system and our Justice Department. It's actually called delegitimation. That's the process. American people no longer trust our media or our public institutions. And so the more reasons that our public institutions give us to not trust them, the more support President Trump gets.